This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Time to get reacquainted here on Sabres Live. It's been a while. Hi, Marty. Look at you. How are you? What have you been up to? This is clearly a case of absence making the heart grow fonder. I'm really happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you too. It has been a busy 4 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, without any shows. But I don't know. Do you want the good or the bad? Like, what are you? You're asking me what have I been up to? Do you want the good or the bad?
Well, I don't want to say you've been oversharing, but it's not as if I don't know what you've been up to. And the fact
you know that, the bad. I've shared the bad, and I feel like I was bad luck.
What did you do to my Buffalo Bandits?
Yeah, what did I do to the Bandits, and what did I do to the Rochester Americans? Like,
well, the
seriously,
Americans played 80, like 72 games, whatever. Like, I get it. There's ups and I was hoping for the Bandits' perfect season. What did you do to them?
Oh, well, what I did is I decided, well, because Jacob was back in town for a couple of days, I decided it'd be fun to all go to a chef's restaurant for dinner beforehand.
Lovely.
Which was fantastic. That was not a bad thing. That was a fantastic thing.
That's a win.
When on Saturday?
No, like, that's
it was a
win.
Yeah, that's a win. That's a big W. And we had a kid, one of Jacob's teammates from California, that came with him, right, to spend a few days and just kind of have a little bit of a break. So he enjoyed it. And then we went to the Bandits game. Maybe I should have known not to bring a California kid to a San Diego Seal Buffalo Bandits game, because that would be bad luck. Although he was not a San Diego fan. But yeah, I saw the Bandits.
He might be now.
He might be now. So yeah, I saw the Bandits, like Friday night, give up. Well, Friday night was 5-0. Saturday was 4-0. Then they scored in the first quarter. It was fine. They get back in the game. Second half, they take over. They're up by a goal. 30 seconds left. Boom, they get scored on. Go to OT.
6 seconds left.
Well, yeah, that
six.
It was. But it was 30 seconds left when the Bandits had the ball. And, you know, they had a chance to seal it. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And then they came back, took a timeout. They made a play, 6 seconds left. Boom, shot from the high slot, goes in. And in overtime, it was back and forth. Like, it wasn't one possession. It was, I think the Bandits got three or four good possession, good looks.
Yeah.
The San Diego Seals did as well. And then San Diego scored. I was entertained. It was a really good second half of the game. Remember Scott Driscoll? The former linesman.
Yes.
He's from the area, like we always talk about. He was sitting in the row behind me. So it was kind of interesting. Like, we're talking hockey, we're talking lacrosse or whatever, which was fun. But he knew somebody on San Diego, and I was in the middle of San Diego fans. My tickets were literally with San Diego fans. So I cheered loud for the Bandits, but it didn't make a difference.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can get you to San Diego and sit among Bandits fans this weekend for the rematch on Saturday night at 10 p.m. So,
well, I will have to leave right after the Sabres game.
Yes, you will.
Sabres play the Rangers. I better get a jet, a private jet, and make my way over there. So, and then on Sunday, I'm like, I'm going to watch the Rochester Americans against Laval. It's a big game, you know, so I put flow hockey on. I've got in the family room. You know, Jacob and his buddy are there. We're watching the game. And for the first time in his Rochester Americans career, Devin Levi gets pulled. And the Rochester Americans lose to Laval 5-2. And now Laval jumped ahead of Roch in the standings.
Yeah, I don't think the score 5-2 was really indicative. It was an interesting postgame presser for Coach Michael Leone. I'm with him. They played well enough to win. But you're not going to sit there and pile on the net minding. But
Laval had some chances they buried. Roch had so many chances.
They scored on their first two shots. They had four on the first 11. And a lot of them were not good goals. You're sitting there going, how did that go in?
Yeah.
So, and it's just one of those days. It's unfortunate. But the Amerks are on a home heavy stretch. They play tonight at home against Cleveland. They play Friday at home against Belleville and Saturday at home against Toronto. That one's a 5:05 start, almost in direct competition with our Sabre game against the Rangers, which is a 5:30 game. So,
You know what? We talked about Michael Leone often, and we had him on the show last week on Wednesday when they were about to play in Cleveland, I believe it was. But when you look at some of his press conferences, right? And it was Saturday after the Rochester Americans lost to they won to Utica on Saturday.
They lost on Friday.
They lost on Friday,
but
it was either Friday or Saturday. I don't remember which one it was, but how he was honest about he didn't like the way that the team played, and he's like, the hardest thing for me is looking at some of the guys that are scratches that would do everything they could to get in, and I have to go and tell Phil or Schultz and those guys, like, you're not playing, right? I think he's pressed the right button this year many times. It didn't happen against Laval on Sunday. Not for a lack of, like you said, playing good, and it just, the bounces didn't go their way. Mm-hmm. And Devin didn't have a good game, but it happens, right? But I have liked, after a 7-3 win against Utica, how he's like, no, that's not going to be good enough. And after certain games this year, him and the way that he's speaking to the media, because I know he spoke to the team right before and said the same thing to them. So there's something good happening with Michael Leone and the Rochester Americans right now in the way that they're approaching games. And when it's not good enough, he lays it out there and he tells everybody it's not good enough.
Again, Amerks home tonight to Cleveland. There's four teams in the hunt for top spot in the North. They are separated by 5 points. Obviously, Rochester and Cleveland would be two of those four teams that we speak of. Four Nations Talk will be coming up. We also have a special guest at the bottom of the hour, someone you have worked with very closely.
Yeah, Tessa Bonhomme, formerly of TSN, also of Team Canada. She won the Olympics gold in 2010 in Vancouver, but does work with the PWHL. So she has been part of the takeover tour that the PWHL has had, and they're going to be here on Sunday at KeyBank Center, where the New York Sirens and Boston are going to be playing here. Mm-hmm. And so we'll talk to Tessa about a little bit of everything. Her career, the PWHL, what's going on, and she's awesome. When I texted her last night, she was on her way to her beer league game. So she still wears the gear and goes out and plays, and it's going to be fun to talk to her about that.
And obviously her interest will be piqued, like most right now, from an international standpoint of Canada, U.S. in the Four Nations final tomorrow. Sabre-wise, it's back to work yesterday. And back on the ice again today for the bulk of the Sabres, who were originally, not in the Four Nations. Now the rest of the crew has trickled back. Pretty much, was it who was not there today?
Darlene Yokiharju.
Darlene and Yokiharju come back tomorrow. And obviously, more full health, I guess, is the way to look at the Sabres right now, with the expectation that Greenway comes back on Saturday. Maybe Malenstein, he's returned to practice, but obviously was dealing with back spasms before. So, I mean, what, like, it feels like now forever, and you knew this was going to happen. It feels like forever between games. So what do you think is happening right now with this group as it tries to have, you know, three hard days of practice in anticipation of the final stretch?
When Lindy Ruff spoke to the media yesterday, he basically said, I laid out what needs to happen for the team right now, and it's, this is our playoff push. This is our playoff push. He said, we need 7 points out of every 10. So you're looking at these five-game segments, and you need 7 points. And, you know, the last five-game segments, they were 4-1, so they got 8. So you're looking, and he's saying, if we get 7 points out of every 10, then that would give them 84 points with 3 games to play. You win those 3 games, you get to 90, and you hope you get in. That's the playoff push. Is it a lot to ask? 100%, it's a lot to ask. The Sabres are not a 500 hockey team right now. And you want them, or you're asking them to play at 700 point percentage until the last 3 games of the season and then win those 3 games. So it's a lot to ask. But I think what he's trying to create is that desperation and that need for the level of competitiveness to rise. It had risen a little bit the last, you know, 2 weeks before the break, but he wants it to be even higher than that. And so you've got Jordan Greenway coming back. That's going to help in that department. Is that going to move the needle where you're under 500 to a 700 point percentage team? I don't know. I think that's a lot to ask, but it's better to have healthy bodies than not. So I guess we'll see. But it's all about the competitive balance and competitive nature of everybody being at the higher level that it's ever been.
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at this. I mean, when you have an extended break, one would assume it should make you itch that much more to get back at it and play.
Yes.
The dwindling number of games, there's 28, I get it, that's still a lot, but it's significantly less than when we had this conversation early on in the year when Lindy was being asked and speaking out openly about posting the standings in the locker room. So nothing has changed, right? Like, you're sitting, like, you were trying to have urgency months ago by having the standings as a focal point. Well, guess what? There's still a focal point. We're talking about it again. Now we're talking more specific. And if we're going to rewind the tape to our last show or thereabouts, both you and I believe that they need more than 7 points out of every 10. If anything, I said they need 7.5. They need to win at a 750 percentage.
Yes.
Not a 700 percentage. Now, this is complete, like, guesstimation on my part as to what the finish line is going to be for wildcard 1 and 2 in the Eastern Conference. But I think it's going to be a little north of 90, so it's going to be that much more challenging.
I think you're right. I think it is going to be north of 90. And I said a couple of months ago, like, keep your eyes on the New York Rangers, right? If you think the Rangers are going to get it figured out and get themselves in maybe a wild card spot, try to stay as close as you can from the Rangers. And you have them Saturday. You are 9 points back right now of the New York Rangers. They have 58 points. You have 49. You beat the Rangers. You slide in 7 points back. And all of a sudden, you give yourself a better chance, because I think the Rangers are going to either catch Detroit or Ottawa at some point and get themselves into a playoff spot. So that maybe is the one focus for Saturday, is saying, hey, the New York Rangers will be a team that's going to fight for a wild card spot. Let's get ourselves closer to them. That's the focus. And then you're going to play the teams that are in front of you before the end of the season. So you can have those type of one game, winner take all, 4-point game, whatever you want to say it, along the way. You're going to have to win all of them. Because given the 2 points the Rangers Saturday sets you so far apart again. Like, even if you get 7 out of 10, if you lose the games to the teams that are in front of you, you're going to be in trouble.
So how do they do it? I mean, what What clicks now? Is it something to do with the three players who were away at Four Nations? And something tangible that Darlene takes away from, you know, again, it's hard to say, like, he didn't win. They didn't win, right? It's not like he's coming back like Hasek and Schmelik in 98 as gold yes. medal winners from the, you know what I mean? So, but that's not to say he doesn't take something incredible away from it. Obviously, he
I does. Think there's something very, very easy to take away from it if you're yeah. Rasmus Dahlin. Yeah. Is I can't believe they didn't play him as much as they could have. Yeah. And he's got to yeah. think, like, what the heck? Like, you don't think I am better than Erik Karlsson? Erik Karlsson played so much more than Dahlin. And, you know, it was Hedman, it was Karlsson, it was Gus Forsling. Dahlin was like fourth or fifth on that list. And it didn't start that way. Mattias Ekholm played more than Dahlin early on and then played less. But mm-hmm. I'm like, if you're Dahlin, you come back saying, I'll show you that I'm better than those guys. I'll show you that next year when you go to the Olympics, I'm a top pair, you know, guy. I'm not a fifth defenseman on your team or fourth defenseman. I'm a power play guy. I'm an overtime guy. Like, I think if I'm Rasmus Dahlin, I know. Like, as a team aspect, it's disappointing. Sweden lost two games in overtime and beat the Americans, and they don't get in, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. it's frustrating. I get it. Maybe it's best case scenario. USA, Canada, Thursday night. Woo, that's great. But if you're Dahlin individually, you're like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that you made a big mistake by not playing me more, and next year you better do it, or the same thing will happen again to Team Sweden. You won't medal, or you won't get to the gold medal game.
I understand that, but how does it impact the Sabres now? Because I'm sure Sabre fans aren't worried about what Dahlin is motivated for the Olympics next year.
No, but if Dahlin comes in and continues to play like at a point, a game pace and more, and, right. you know, he did score the Four Nations, so maybe we're like, hey, let's go get maybe, you know, 10 goals between now and the end of the season. Maybe it's 7 goals, but I'm just looking at produce offensively, put the team on your back, have that attitude that you're going to, you know, send a message to everybody, and I get it. Like, you... Maybe the message has been sent to Team Sweden and the hockey operation side of it moving forward. But mm-hmm. who's benefiting from it is Dahlin and the Sabres. And, you know, be having that mentality. Like, oh, this is not going to happen again. And maybe they looked at Dahlin and say, you know what? You're the captain of a team that's last in the Eastern Conference. We're going to take a guy like Ekholm and play him more because he went to the finals last year. And Hedman has won cups. And Forsling has won a cup. And Erik Karlsson won Norris. Like, we're going to take those guys over you and play mm-hmm. them over you because they've done more. Well, go ahead, Rasmus. Show them and do more so they can't have that excuse next year.
Well, it's interesting for us to talk about ice time and Dahlin at the tournament based on, you know, what we noticed in the final game before the break, which ended up being lost to Nashville, where Dahlin and Byram were very much a talking point, but Dahlin only played 24 minutes. And I say that based on what you're saying right now, maybe what Sweden could have used more of. And the direct question would be, how much time on ice per night from here on out do you see Rasmus Dahlin playing to make the difference, to get at least 7 points out of every 10, to be the captain and the guy that somehow picks this entire team up with him?
I think it's 25 or more. Like, look, the Sabres have 28 games left. It's not looking at the season. And I know it's congested, right? The month of March especially. Oh, like, yeah. We have, you know, a week in February. And then the month of March is games every other day, and it's a lot. But until you're mathematically out and saying, like, look, there's nothing left we can do, I think you're playing Dahlin 25 minutes. Now, Samuelsson skated. He's looks like he could be back on Saturday as well. So you've got Jokke Aho, who I thought with Team Finland had a good experience at the Four Nations. Maybe the one that would benefit, and you asked me that question on the pregame before the break. I think mm-hmm. Jokke Aho coming back probably benefits more than anybody else from what has happened to him. Like, he scored, he played well, he saw what he can be, right? Okay, mm-hmm. go ahead. So you got Yokiaru and Dallin. Dallin plays 25. Byram, either he wants a new deal or he wants to go somewhere else. Like, there's a lot individually that can spark them. So, but I think 25 minutes a game for Dallin until you're out is probably the norm.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll lead the league in time on ice among defensemen from here on out?
I think it's going to be close. There's guys out there, the Kale McCars and Quinn Hughes, right? Like Vancouver, if Quinn Hughes is healthy and comes back and plays, Vancouver is in a playoff battle. They're probably going to play Quinn Hughes, you know, 26, 27 minutes a game until they are guaranteed to be in, and then they can drop his minutes a little bit. But there's guys that play a lot, and I think that maybe because of those battles being playoffs or positioning, you may see a few guys play more than Rasmus Dahlin.
The catch often in these situations is if you can get yourself on a winning stretch and not be nail-biting every single game, and I get it, this is a lot to ask in basically a one-goal game league, you can back off the ice time and you end up, you know, seeing 23, 22 minutes a night as opposed to like, oh my gosh, we have to play him 12 minutes here in the third period to give us a chance, right? So it's not a tell-all. It's not, it doesn't directly line up. They have to play him 28, 30 per night or they won't have a chance. It's not how it goes. But I just think that because we have spent so much time talking about Dallin and Byram, that I would just as soon see them play 26 to 28 a night right now to feel better about your chances. That's all.
It's funny because Dallin is 16th in the NHL in time on ice from defensemen at 24 minutes, 22 seconds on average, right? Mm-hmm. Number one is Drew Doughty. Well, Doughty's only played six games, and when he came back, he was like, I want to play a lot. I want to be part of Team Canada. Mm-hmm. Zach Werenski. I think Werenski probably continues to play 26 plus. He's almost at 27 minutes on average a game. But can Dallin play 26, 27 a game like Zach Werenski? Absolutely. And look at the season Werenski's having. Then it's Makar, Sergachev, and Hughes. So again, two of those guys I mentioned are right up there. But I think we could see Dallin go from 24.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 minutes and 22 seconds to 26 minutes and 22 seconds on average. Like, it's only 2 minutes. It's two shifts. It's two shifts a game where instead of having somebody else on the ice, you have Rasmus Dahlin there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I used to play 60 minutes a game. Like, it can be done. It can be done.
Yeah,
well, some nights I didn't play 60 minutes. Some nights it was only 30.
Yeah. Well, in each of the last 2 years, Dahlin was well over 25. Two seasons ago, he was almost at 26 and was constantly being talked about as a league leader, a top five in that regard. So interesting that you point out where he's at right now, but we all understand where he came from injury-wise. And, you know, now it's like, okay, let the horse run. Right. I mean, that's
let him out of the barn. Let him out of the barn and let's go.
Yeah. So all that being said, I think sometimes it's too obvious just to focus on that. And like, if there's one thing that is going to allow the Sabres to be north of 7 points out of every 10. You only have one choice right now. This is your Mr. Fix-It moment, whatever you want to call it. What is the one thing that you think has to happen for them to have any chance of this?
Okay, well, I think for me, it's pretty easy. You cannot be 28 in goals against per game. So maybe it's too easy to look at Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and the fact that I think he's going to play a lot. In the stretch.
Again, hang on, you just talked about the schedule though.
Yeah.
And how, so this is actually more interesting than perhaps it could be on any other day that feels like a Monday, but isn't. So
it's like, are Monday, we getting into it's a Wednesday.
Are we getting, I know it's not even our normal start of the week Tuesday. What the heck is going on? Anyway, what do you think the split is going to be here? Like, do you, Is because it's so congested for 6 weeks? And I get it. Like, congested doesn't always mean back-to-back. Obviously, that's not the case. But would you anticipate a little bit more Reimer?
Well, there's four back-to-backs, right? When you look at the schedule for the Buffalo Sabres from now until the end of the season, there's four back-to-backs. At first, I thought 28 games left. I think we see UPL probably 22 or 23 out of them. So Reimer plays five. So that means probably Reimer plays on those back-to-backs, the four of them. Also, it depends where they are. If all of a sudden they win 10 in a row and you know, UPL and Reimer are both winning their games, maybe you continue the same stretch. If you don't win 10 in a row, maybe it changes. But I think if you're in the battle until the very last week, you're probably seeing Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in 23 out of the 28 games and probably Reimer 5 of them. That's kind of like the way I see it. So yeah, if there's one thing that is going to put the Sabres in a position to maybe get 7 points out of 10,
uh-huh.
We can talk about Dahlin playing 26-plus minutes. We can talk about Bo Byram playing 26-plus minutes. We can talk about Tage Thompson being on a 100-point pace for the last 28 games, right? Like, if you were to put that over a season, Kulik and Peterka and Greenway back. But I think it comes down to one thing. It's going to come down to, is Luukkonen playing at the level he needs to be playing at? And can you not give up 3.5 goals per game? That's basically what it comes down to.
There's only two times in the month of March, two, where they have 2 days off in a row.
Yeah.
The 13th and 14th, heading into an early afternoon game on the Saturday, and then the following week they are off on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. Other than that, it is every other day and or back-to-backs. So that will feel a lot different than what we have experienced to date. So,
and you talk about you talk about like the start of March, you are going to play in a different building for the, until the 25th. The only time you're staying in the same building on consecutive games is the 25th and the 27th. If you have a home game, the next game's on the road. Then the next game is somewhere else on the road. Then you come back home, you're on the road again. Like, you're never going to be in the same place for more than 2 days until the 25th and 27th of the month.
How long have I been in the same place?
You asked me what I do over the last 4 days. I never asked you, but I still see the same. We don't see it on MSG right now. I see it in the Zoom because it's a little bit wider. Uh-huh. That same guitar on the wall that you had on Friday.
There's no strings attached to it or me. Okay. This or that, more games remaining in the Sabres regular season,
okay,
or more artists seen by me in the last 6 days?
Wow, well, that's 28 games remaining. I think more games. I don't think you saw 20, well, although I know you're in the music capital of the world, so it's easy to see 6 or 7 artists per day. So, yeah, I'm going to say you saw more people than games remaining.
No, games remaining wins 28 to 24.
Oh, well, let's see. That was close.
But I saw 18 in one day during a two-hour window because it was open mic night at the legendary Bluebird Cafe. Oh. So you sit there and watch. Yeah.
Oh, so like one song counts for one artist?
That's exactly. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
did you go up? Were you one of those artists that went up for open mic night?
Okay, quick story for anybody that has or hasn't been to the Bluebird Cafe. So it's very small. It's in a strip mall. There's nothing endearing about it other than the fact that it's
so
legendary.
It's not on the strip in
no,
Nashville.
No, it's way off. Out of, okay. Yeah, it's like in Green Hills. And anyway, so people line up beforehand. Like, it's free on open mic night on Mondays. Yeah. Like, there's no cover even. But they only take like about 60-odd people, right? I, of course, was down in the area early, but there's no lineup and it's freezing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I waited too long before I went across the street and lined up. So now the security is going through the line, doing a little head count, and I'm about 70th in the line. And when he gets to 60, he starts to inform everybody, just so you know, the rest of you are not going to get in.
You're on standby.
No, well, yeah, it was doomsday, basically, right? And then he's outlining other scenarios, which I'm not going to bore you with. Anyway, sure enough, eventually the line goes, and I'm about 10 away when the doorman says, well, that's it. We've reached our limit.
Ugh.
Then, but I'm like, whatever, I don't care. And like 2 minutes later, the same doorman starts walking through the remaining line and goes, who's here by themselves?
Me.
I got the last seat in the venue. and I'm sitting at a table with three performing artists and their guitars. Like, I am wedged in like this, and I'm just, like, watching them go up to the stage. It was a pretty wild experience. So
a wild time. I want to go next time I'm in Nashville. Definitely.
It was great. I promise you that...
Maybe I'll get discovered.
You're not already? I assumed you were on some...
As a singer.
I know. I thought you were on some hidden label already. But anyway, I don't know if it can compare to the Bluebird Cafe experience, but I promise you we will do our level best to make it a wildly entertaining night in Fort Lauderdale on March the 7th for our next road crew party. Sabres.com/road crew is where you get the tickets. Don Edwards, Danny Gare, Jerry Korob, Jim Lorenz, Razor, Pierre Turgeon, and more among Sabres alumni who will be in attendance. Tickets are just $20. Sabres.com/road crew. Tessa Bonham talking PWHL when we come back on Sabres Live.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.